News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with Air.
Hot school meals. Well, apparently they should be rolled out to all secondary schools as an urgent national priority, and it should be mandatory for new school buildings to include kitchen and dining areas. That's according to a new report from the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Education. Jen Cummins is a Social Democrats TD for Dublin South Central and party spokesperson on education and a member of that committee. Jen, this is all well and good. It is also not free. How much is it going to cost, do you think, to do all of that?
Well, I think the most important issue here is that it has rolled out in primary schools and it has been really successful. It is already in a number of secondary schools and post-primary schools, but the committee heard that, you know, hunger doesn't finish in sixth class. In fact, secondary school students are often more hungry. They've got longer days. They've got a lot more subjects. And that really, you know, we heard from young people to say that it should be rolled out fully in secondary schools. At the moment, it costs 330 million. And I suspect that will obviously increase the budget when we roll it out to more young people. And initially, this initiative started a number of years
ago. Probably north of half a billion in total, will it?
I would say so. Yeah, I would say so. But I think it's money well worth spent. When the initiative rolled out originally, it was because it was identified in schools that children were hungry. And when you're hungry, you can't learn. And that is still the situation in secondary schools in this country, that children are hungry and the days are longer. And, you know, I think that when we have this as a universal programme, it means that nobody's hungry and nobody's stigmatised if they are hungry. That's a really, really important position that the committee have, is that every young person should be treated equally so that nobody's stigmatised if they are, in fact, the person who is hungry.
It does mean that a half a billion quid of general taxation will be used in large part to feed the children of those who could afford to feed themselves.
Yes, it does. It does. And the reason for that is because if you're only going to feed the hungry children, they are stigmatized. And that's what we want. That's not what people want as a country, to stigmatize anybody. In other European countries where it's rolled out, nobody's stigmatized. The committee visited Finland and saw that every single child is provided with a meal in primary and secondary school. And, you know, you wouldn't identify who is more in need than the others. And in fact, in that country, people, you know, the portion sizes are one of the things that was discussed by the committee, that a junior infant child is getting the same amount as a sixth class child. Actually, in other countries, you know, the student is serving themselves, so therefore that isn't an issue. So I think it is really, really worthwhile. Universal programs are essential in our education system so that nobody's stigmatized and that everybody feels equal, and also that they're able to learn. And that's, at the end of the day, that's the nub of it. Children are able to learn if they're nourished well.
And what about oversight and the nutritional quality? Because there has been some suggestions made that it is, in some schools, the equivalent of airline food that is being given out, and that it isn't of the kind of nutritional values that it should be.
Yeah, I mean, people have been contacting me for well over a year at this stage, really kind of soon after I was elected, and not me, just me, other public representatives as well, to say, look, this isn't what we wanted. And absolutely, it isn't what children should be provided with. Nutritional food. They should food that is tasty, that is locally sourced, and that is not served in disposable containers. That was one of the things that we heard. It should be, you know, that the gold standard would be that every school, now we know this isn't possible, so like, but the gold standard would be that every school has a kitchen and that they have staff there that cook the food on site using local produce, using local farmers, you know, and that students would be served on reusable plates using, you know, knives and forks and glasses and things like that. And when they're finished their meal, they then scrape off the remains into a bin that can be, you know, biodegradable, and then it's put on a tray, and then it's put into the dishwasher, etc., etc. But we know, realistically speaking, that not every school can do that. But every new school being built should have that in place as part of their planning, and that as far as possible, when schools are obviously, you know, I've been to so many schools and they don't have the facilities to cook on site. So it's about trying to use, you know, local, maybe a health centre, like a community centre, for example, who's already doing Meals on Wheels or doing other serving for other community groups, that the schools could be part of that, where it's, you know, there's a situation where they're able to link in with that community group, with the school, and provide those nutritious meals. So I think, there's going to be difficulties. No two schools is the same, and
Indeed.
Schools have lots of pressures, and they've a lot of lack of space, so it's trying to be as coherent as possible in a system to try and make it as reach as close to the gold standard as possible.
Jen Cummins, thank you very much. That is Jen Cummins, Social Democrats TD for Dublin South, Central Party spokesperson on education and a member of the Oireachtas Committee on Education.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.